From the internet.
From the internet.
To your ears. This is RFD.
Alert. 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 Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
It's time once again for the Stephen Roy Show. I am your hoster with the moster, Stephen Roy. Yes, that's my real name. If you haven't heard the show before, it is. It's my real name. It is the 20th of September, the year of our Lord, 2025. I almost said 27. Not quite yet, but man, it goes fast. I swear. It goes faster as you get older. It does. It gets faster as you get older. Do I need to turn my headphones up or turn the music down? I think I need to turn the music down. Turn it down! No, it's crank it up! Yeah, I'm going to play some of those songs coming up too on the showage. It's great to be back with you here on the podcast as I started to play other stuff. We're going to play that. That's a Josh Abbott band. Victory Bells, we're going to play that. Because Texas Tech won today against Utah. Just beat the crap out of them, 34-10. Now, it was close until the fourth quarter. I hate that when it's close. Because it's not fun. Ah. And while there's only like 50,000, 51,000, they say more with standing room. Tickets were sold for standing room. It's not the same as 65,000 in the Jones Stadium, and it's certainly not the same as 85,000 at Arrowhead. That's the loudest stadium I've ever heard. Now, I've never been to these Division I stadiums that are 100,000 or more. I'm sure they're even louder. My son-in-law, stepdaughter, grandchildren have been to the Texas A&M Stadium, and that holds like, I don't know, 103,000 or something. I've heard Michigan is the biggest. I've heard that. But anyway, very happy today that they won, so we have to play Victory Bells for that. Why do we play Victory Bells for Texas Tech? Because they have a Victory Bell on the Texas Tech campus in a bell tower that they will ring until midnight. And if memory serves, the bell is rang by the Saddle Tramps. So they take turns until midnight, ringing that bell. The Saddle Tramps are a group that at every home game, they have cowbells. And they shake those cowbells every time there's a play. That's good. They shake the cowbells before the game for Raider Red before he fires off his pistol, his shotgun pistols. They're pistols, but they're like shotguns. Boom, boom. So awesome. Love it. Love it. Well, why was there no podcast last week? Well, we were at the game of Oregon State versus Texas Tech. The game lasted all of 7 minutes, and then it was delayed for 2.5 hours for rain because my brother-in-law and his new girlfriend were there. Dee and I left early, didn't wait for the rain delay, much to my chagrin. I said, look, I'll Uber home. You all go. Y'all go. I'll Uber home. And I should have. Because we had seats in row 3 on like the 40-yard line on the home side, but right behind the Texas Tech bench. Best seats I ever had. Believe it or not, you can't quite see as well as if you were, say, 10 rows up. But I saw stuff on the sideline I never saw before. Remember the Texas Tech lady softball team that did so good, that were runners-up at the national championship? Who did they lose to? The team that has the most money. That's who they lost to. Who spent the most money this year? The same team. I'll give you a clue. Horns down. That's the team that spent the most money this year. Guess who spent second most? I don't know. I don't know if they spent the second most on NIL or I don't understand really how it's ranked, but we're ranked second. So that's why we have such a good team. That's why we beat the crap out of Utah. Thank you, Jesus. I prayed for that one. Anyway, let's go ahead and do the Rumble, and then we'll continue on the podcast, as we're already 5 minutes in. Just want to let you know what was happening last week. Busy weekend. Friday night, we went to Leveland. Flat dirt is like 45 minutes directly, kind of west, northwest of Lubbock. That's where Leveland is. And we went to the high school football game. Saw our grandson perform in the band. And it was like 25-7 when we left against Idaloo. And they're good. Idaloo's a smaller town than Leveland, but they were good. Bunch of corn-fed boys, I'm telling you. Even the little ones are tough when they're from farm country. That's Idaloo is just northeast of Lubbock. That's where Idaloo is. This week, Leveland was they had a nail biter against Brownfield. Brownfield is southwest of Texas. It was 50-0 Leveland over Brownfield. And we were going to go, but D had to work a little late, and by then it was too late. So there you go. So next week is a bye. Texas Tech doesn't play. Then the following week they play Houston there. Houston Cougars there in the Houston. And then the following week, it's Kansas here, and D and I will be going to that game. Then we just bought tickets for BYU, which is in November. November 8th may or may not be freezing a cold. First game D and I went to was in 2022. And let me tell you something. It was cold. It was later November against Kansas. And it was a cold one. All right. Let's go ahead and do the Rumble. Take my headphones off. Get my big A adjusted. Isn't this great radio? I know, right? Welcome to the Rumble for September 20th, the year of our Lord, 2025. I am your host, Stephen Roy. Well, it's the Stephen Roy Rumble, so it's kind of would be Stephen Roy, right? Did I mention it's September 20th, 2025? I did. Result of my stroke, you know. Hey, you have a minor stroke, you can use that as an excuse forever. Don't tell nobody. It's just between you and I. You can use that as an excuse forever. Well, gosh, why did I forget? Another thing you can do, see this right here? Hearing aids. I lost part of my hearing from loud equipment rooms over the years. I've worked for over 30 years in the cable television industry. Now I do engineering work. And let's just say equipment noise has taken a lot of my hearing. So just between you and I, don't tell nobody I said this, just between you and I, you could use that as an excuse. When you can't hear your significant other. I heard a great meme this week. This husband and wife are on horses, right? And the wife says, "You didn't even hear a word I said." And then the husband says, "Well, that's a strange way to start the conversation." Yeah. Yeah, that's good. So, welcome to the Rumble. Back on a serious note. Today I wanted to talk about the Arkin sighting of citizens in the UK and Kanatistan. So UKistan and Kanatistan, I want to talk about that. Then I also want to talk about the aftermath of the Charlie Kirk assassination. Now this is great TV and radio right here. Wouldn't it be better to do that than a little snit? Coming down there, a little snit, a little spittle. So let's talk about that. In Kanatistan today, that's my word for Canada, in case you don't quite get that. In Kanatistan today, they have assisted suicide. Now, we have more. Now, let me play as a disclaimer first, okay? Disclaimer. We have more empathy. We have more sympathy. We have more. I don't know what you want to say. We do more in the end of life for are pets than we do humans. So as a human, you're supposed to spend the end of your life suffering off your A in massive pain. If it takes 6 months for you to die of terminal cancer, we make you suffer those final 6 months. You suffer. Oh, you might get painkillers, but it's terminal. You're going to suffer. Remember Dr. K? Remember Dr. Kardashian? What was his name? Dr. Kevorkian. That's it. Remember Dr. Kevorkian, Dr. K? He was killing people for assisted suicide. Now, it can't be arbitrary, right? I think the law, I think Oregon was the first state where it was passed. I lived in Oregon at the time, in Bend, Oregon, for 2 years. And in fact, that's when I started broadcasting on Radio Free Dishnuts. Thanks to Dishnut Pat and the Dishnuts for broadcasting the show. Thanks to everyone who makes the Game Bird server possible. So we used to broadcast tech stuff, your show about technology, on Radio Free Dishnuts and the Wookiee Satellite Radio Network. When I went to Bend, the cable operator there, it was called Bend Cable back in those days. Then it was Bend Broadband. It's not even that anymore. It's some other telecommunications company. I don't remember the name of it. I think it starts with a T something. Anyway, they promised to let me use their studio when I flew there to interview. And then I get there, oh no, you can't use the studio. So I had to build a studio at home. I already had the studio with a mixer and microphones and headphones and all that stuff, right? So I had to build a playout computer for music. And then eventually I bought the Sony Vaio. The Sony Vaio has been running since early 2002. That's how long I've had this on XP. It runs off XP and it's still working and I'm still recording podcasts on it. Now I have an external hard drive on it that's 500 gigabyte. And I probably should check it, see how full it is. And I do need to get another backup one. I bought one that was like, I don't know, 3-4 terabytes, and it was not compatible with XP. So I could not use it. What I need to do is buy a new computer to replace this and this computer, because this computer over here is Vista and it really sucks. Much, much more than XP. So, but, you know, I'm not a rich man, and I use it once a week to record the podcast. So, you know, until I win the lottery, or it dies, that's probably how it's going to have to stay. I have replaced the mixer several times. I've got a little bitty Behringer mixer there. It is a, I don't remember, but I guess it's a fancier Behringer. I don't even remember the model, but it's little. It's only got 2 microphone inputs and 3 other audio video inputs, and it works just fine for me. And I use all 3. I use one for the recording computer, which I also use for playout off of that big hard drive. Then it's also connected to this POS Vista if I want to stream music. And then I also got a little mixer here that my family got for me like 2 Christmases ago, and it works great. It's a great little mixer, and that's what you hear at the start of the show when you hear crickets and the test tone, right? And then I have this. I'm gonna move it so you can see it. See the ring light? I got this ring light that my family, I believe they got me that last Christmas, and then this microphone they got me. I don't remember if this was last Christmas or the one before, but. My family, thank you, Joe and Jessica and Chase and Jacob, for getting that stuff for me, because it really has made the studio so much better. And then, of course, for my birthday, Dee got me the iPad that I used to record this Rumble. And I don't know if you can tell, but the video is much, much better. It must be like a, you know, much higher pixel camera that takes much better video. Because, I mean, looking up here, see it's still shiny a little bit right here? I don't wear makeup on my head, but it almost looks like I wear makeup because the video is a tremendous amount better than the last one. So that's what's happening. So let me tell you what's happening in Canada today, after I gave you a little bit of background on euthanasia, assisted suicide. So What started as a noble reason to have it in Oregonistan, you had to have two doctors that would testify that you are terminal before you could do assisted suicide. Now, what started out as a noble cause in Canada has become way too routine. Now, in Canada, if you have any sort of psychological issue, nothing terminal, they recommend you kill yourself. So this is like a leftist result of Arkansas-ing people on steroids. You're just going to kill your population? You know, it's the same reason today that kids are drugged with Ritalin, right? So my son, when he was young, very intelligent young man, very intelligent, probably a little more active than other children. Oh, we can't have that. We can't have that. Let me fix my shirt. I noticed it was bunching up in the back. We can't have a child that's better than another child. No, 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 no. Let's drug that child to make sure that they're the same as all the children. Right? That's called conformity. That's called education indoctrination. That's called socialism, where everybody is lowered to the same level of misery. What is it that what is it that Winston Churchill said? I'm gonna pull it up. Because it's a quote by Sir Winston Churchill that I posted so many times on the X at Stephen Roy Radio. That's where you can join me, at Stephen Roy Radio. This is what he said. Socialism is the philosophy of failure, the creed of ignorance, and the gospel of envy. Its inherent virtue is the equal sharing of misery. That means no one can be better than anyone else. No, no. Everybody has to share misery equally. Everybody has to wait in line for that one loaf of bread. That's all you get. You might get a little sausage. I told you the story of a Polish supervisor I had back in Glendora, California. And he said when he first came to the United States, the first thing he noticed was the mounds of produce in the grocery store. Mounds of produce in the grocery store. Never saw that in Poland because he was there under Soviet rule. He was a broadcast engineer relaying the propaganda all around Poland. And so that's the first thing he noticed when he went to a grocery store. There's only one reason for that in grocery stores. Competition. The reason why you have mounds of produce of all different brands, you don't get one choice of orange, you get several. You don't get one kind of apple, you get Granny Smith and kiwi and, you know, 25 Red Delicious. You get navel oranges. You get all different kinds of oranges. The reason for that, you get seedless watermelon. You get watermelon with seeds. You get yellow, different colors of watermelon. That's called competition. That's why you have a whole row of cookies and cereal and different kinds of milk, right? You have different brands of milk. You know, my wife drinks that, that lower, it's not soy or almond or any of that crap, and it is garbage. It is, you might as well just drink a vat of poo, because that's about how good it is for you. Dee drinks that, I'm not going to mention the brand, but it's in a blue, the low fat is in a dark blue container, and it has only like 1% milk fat, right? So they filter out all the milk that would affect you if you're lactose intolerant. But it's still good. I like it. It's still good. Now, I drink 2%. For a while, we drank whole milk when we were on the carnivore diet. Now, we're trying to cut back the fat. I lost no weight on the carnivore diet. None. And then, of course, I gained about 10 pounds in a week when we went to Mexico because we pigged out. So, in Kanadistan today, they're killing people. For almost no reason. That is what's going to happen in Ukraine if they continue to go down that road. Now that it has passed, or it's close to being passed in Parliament, where you can kill somebody legally, right? You don't think that's going to be used for ridiculous reasons? Well, that person has been deemed, you know, autistic, a little cray cray, mentally challenged. They're killed. You don't think that's going to happen? It absolutely will happen. People that are for abortion would have killed my daughter in the third trimester. My daughter was born 6 weeks premature. She was 4 pounds. I could hold her in my hand like this. Now, I got big hands, but I could hold her in my hand like this. She was so little. And now she's 32. Oh, this is good. It's 33. I think of it. No, 32, because she was born in 93. It's 2025. 32. I had to think about it for a second. And then my son is 3 years younger than that, so he's 29. And my oldest son that I barely know is, let's see, I'm 59, and I was probably 20 when he was born. So that means he's 38, probably almost 39. Wow. Getting old. I'm getting old. No, I'm 59. Okay, I'm not as scared to admit it. I've got several years before I retire, so if you are a TV or a radio station watching this, I will work my A off for you, and probably for another 10 years, and then I will retire. But let me tell you something. I know much more about broadcasting today than I did 25 years ago when I started doing tech stuff as a public access television show. So, do you think UK is going to do the right thing and only use euthanasia, assisted suicide, for people that are close to death anyway, and they want to end their suffering? Or do you think they're going to go down the rabbit hole like Kanatistan and Arkansas people for no good reason? I think it's the latter. They will kill people. Now, I did a rumble for you last week, during the week, on the Wednesday of Charlie Kirk's assassination. Let's talk for a minute about the after effects of that. What happened? The man was arrested, and they had overwhelming evidence that he did it. And his trans furry, I was going to say girlfriend, but he's not really a girl, okay? If you want to call him a trans woman, that's fine. I have no problem with that. Although, sorry, unless you look like Blair White, to me, you're not a trans woman. Sorry. So if you look like a dude in a dress, I understand you're transitioning. God bless you. I'm not going to judge you. Who am I to judge? Let he who's without sin cast the first stone. And believe me, I am not without sin. I am a sinner. When I'm cursing out people on the loop because they don't know how to F and drive, that's not very Christian, is it? No, it is not. So I am not perfect. Just because I believe in Jesus Christ and he is my Lord and Savior, I am saved, but I am not sin-free. And I pray, please, Jesus, please, God, please, Holy Spirit, come into my heart to remove the evil that exists in this world, because that's what the evil one is. That dude from down south, he is evil. And he is the reason that this world is in such turmoil, okay? There is a battle on this earth between good and evil, between God and Satan. And until you realize that, you probably have no idea why you have such an effed up, miserable life. I'm here to help you, okay? I was there. If you know me, if you've been watching this show for years, if you've been listening to the podcast for years, you know I've had several relationships. Now, I had guilt and shame for that for many years, okay? Always looking for a better relationship. Always looking for a nicer house. Always looking for a better job, right? None of it was ever good enough. None of it. Why? Because I was relying on the world. Because I was trying of my own volition to make things good. And guess what? It was never good enough. I never had peace in my life. I never had real joy in my life until I walked with Jesus Christ. Until I looked to God for things better, to make my life better. And that's the only way you're going to have peace in this life. Now, I'm not going to tell you how to worship, what to worship. As far as I'm concerned, the Israel, the Jewish people, are the chosen people. It says it in the Bible. When the hair hat man, you know, Tucker Carlson, went after Senator Ted Cruz, it angered me. I don't follow Tucker anymore, and I rarely watch any of this. I did watch a video this week that was really good with Taylor Kirsch. Hope I said you're right, and I'm Taylor Kish. Sorry, Taylor, if I mispronounce your name. Great, great, great show. No, I'm sorry. That was Joe Rogan. That wasn't Tucker. But I did post a Tucker recently because it was good. It was Tucker's tribute to Charlie Kirk. He had on Megyn Kelly. Scott Adams, and I didn't watch the whole thing, but it was good, so I reposted it. I also did watch Joe Rogan with Taylor Kish. Very good show. I recommend that too. And so when I watch those, if they're good, I repost it. But I don't watch Tucker regularly because he's dead to me, because of the way he treated Senator Ted Cruz. I posted on X in the book of Genesis, where it taught, and there's several places, many places in the Bible, where they talk about Israel, where they talk about the Jewish people, and how they are the chosen people. Then the books of the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, also talk about Gentiles. Those are non-Jews. That's what I am, because I'm not Jewish. So, some will say, well, if they don't believe in Jesus Christ, they're not going to heaven, right? Because Jesus said, you cannot go to heaven except through me, except by me. Now, that may be true, but who am I to judge? I don't decide who goes to heaven. I'm just a man, and I'm a sinner, right? So all I can do is tell you what has happened to me. To this morning, the start of the game, I prayed for Texas Tech. You might think that's crazy, right? Well, what good is that going to do, praying to God? Praying for Texas Tech to win. Well, it worked. They won. They won. Guns up. So we wrecked them. When I say wreck them, Tech, we wrecked them. So why is that important? Well, if you look at every major battle, every major war that we have won, God has been on our side, right? You ever see videos? You ever see videos of chaplains and priests and rabbis blessing people before they go into battle? Giving them the last rites, right there on the beaches of Normandy, right? Losing their lives, helping people. I talked to a gentleman here in West Texas that was a chaplain, and going to battle and seeing the things that happened there gave him PTSD. There ain't no doubt about it. And I probably have a little PTSD because I saw the Charlie Kirk video of what happened. So let's talk about what happened, that the man that did this was arrested, and he's a crazy leftist. His education, indoctrination, happened on the internet. That's where it happened. Now, it can also happen in, and he had TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome. Is there a cure for TDS? Well, you have to watch the video on my Rumble at Stephen Roy Radio, and I talk about whether or not there is a cure for TDS. Now, there is, if caught early. But once you reach stage four, like Rosie O'Donnell, or look at these people, the way they're affected. You know, that, it is completely, the wasting disease has completely destroyed their mind. They cannot even be rational anymore. So when anything happens, they see President Trump on TV, they go bat-ass crazy. That's TDS. And it will affect your mind. It will destroy you from within. Now, I wasn't happy during the last 4 years of the Biden Slide House. You know, I told you before, Biden was in the White House 6 hours in the last 6 months of the Biden Slide House. Guess who was there virtually every day? Malbama. Malbama was the wizard behind the curtain. He is personally responsible for the rape and murder of women and children because of the bribe invasion bloodbath. He is responsible for the hundreds of thousands, maybe a million American citizens that were poisoned by fentanyl alone. Yes, he is responsible. Every Slide House idiot, like Secretary Curly Joe, that's my name for my orcas, Curly Joe slammed open the borders. And what did Cackle and Cammy do to stop it? Absolutely nothing. Say it again. Absolutely nothing. So, recently, one of my followers posted something, and I'm like, who are they talking about? And whoever they were talking about, I blocked. So I clicked view on whatever was posted by someone I blocked. And it was Pete Buttigieg, right? PDB? PDB accomplished nothing as the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, a town smaller than Lubbock, where Notre Dame is. Nothing. He accomplished nothing. Everything in the town got worse when he was mayor. He accomplished absolutely nothing as transportation secretary. East Palestine is the perfect example of that. And Cacklin Cammy accomplished nothing as vice president. Nothing. Not a damn thing. The border only got worse, and she was the border czarina. So, I digress. Hundreds and hundreds of crazy leftists like these people have gone ape-ass after the Charlie Kirk assassination, going crazy and praising, oh, thank God he's murdered. Now, in what society have you been raised? How have you been educated? How did you go through education indoctrination to think that's okay? To think that it's okay to praise someone being murdered? Now, when we bombed Iranistan, do you think I'm happy that those nuclear scientists were pulverized? No, I am not. If you're happy to see people get killed, murdered, doesn't matter if it's war, if you take pleasure in that, you're sick. You're absolutely sick. If watching people die does something for you. Now, I'm sorry that I saw the video of right after Charlie Kirk was shot. My brother sent it to me. I wish I wouldn't have watched it. What's been seen can't be unseen. I can't unsee it. It's going to be in my mind forever. Well, I just read an article about the Texas State student. This dumbass African-American boy goes to a Charlie Kirk visual at Texas State and goes, you know, and mocks his death, his murder. Well, guess what? Guess what there, boy? You're expelled. You're a boy because you're not a man. You are expelled. They expelled him from Texas State. And over 100 teachers now, I'm sure, have been fired from Texas schools for celebrating the murder of Charlie Kirk. What is wrong with you? That's never okay. I don't care. I don't care if it's some leftist idiot who dies. I'm not going to celebrate it. I'm not going to celebrate it. You know, the former CFO, no, not CFO, CTO, the former CTO of a company that I know, he died when that club collapsed in Jamaica with his wife. His wife was a very prominent art dealer in New York. This gentleman was a former CTO of a telecommunications company. They died, right, when that club collapsed. I was very sad for them. I prayed for them and their families because, I mean, terrible thing. Like 200 people died when the roof of that club collapsed. Now, mind you, in a third world nation like Jamaica, they do not have the infrastructure that we do. Was the roof of that club reinforced properly? Why did it just fall down? Was it rain? Was it overwhelmed with rainwater? I don't know. Something made it fall down. It's a terrible thing. It's not the first time that's happened. All over the world, regardless of what country, even in developed nations, bad stuff like that happens, and it's a terrible thing. My point is, these people that have celebrated the murder of somebody just because they're Christian, just because they're conservative, you think it's okay to celebrate his murder? No, it is not. If I was an employer, let's say God blesses us with the lottery tonight and we start our own business. If you work for me and you celebrate publicly, online, on social media, that someone was murdered, I don't care what their political affiliation is, you're no longer going to have a job with us. No, you are not. You didn't hear that from me. You didn't hear any celebration from me because it's not going to happen. You know? Now, I do often post, he found out. That person found out. Because if you F around, you will find out. That's called karma, right? A colleague that I know, I've talked to in probably 2 or 3 years, she's Indian, and they believe in karma. You know, there is yin and yang. When you do bad stuff happens to you, right? She said it's like a scale, right? Bad stuff you do, you know, and then here's the good stuff you do. If you do more good stuff than bad stuff, then more good things happen for you than bad things. But if you do much more bad stuff, what happens? more bad stuff happens to you than good. That's the scales of karma, right? So I don't want to do nothing bad to anybody. You know, a colleague of mine says he hates everybody. I hate everybody equally. Can you imagine that? Going through life hating everybody, letting that consume your brain, much like TDS. You're bitter. You want to get in fights all the time because, you know, you're always getting into it with people because you're, you know, absolutely miserable. And, you know, I hate everybody. Ah! What kind of life is that, right? Now, if God can love a wretch like me, he can love you too. And if anything, I should love every single person on this earth, even those people that hate me. I should love. Now, I don't. I dislike people, but I don't hate anybody. I can honestly say, I don't hate anybody, right? I might dislike them. I dislike the things they do to me. I'm not going to give them a chance to do another bad thing to me. There is a thing called tough love, right? You have to have tough love. So, I am a soldier of God. Every day I put on the armor of God. So, I am going to point stuff out when I think it's wrong. Do I do it too much? Oh, yes, I do. I should spend much less time on the X at Stephen Roy Radio, without a doubt. All right. We only have a minute left in the Rumble today. I feel like I've been slouching. See, it says Texas Tech Red Raiders. I am a Tech fan, no doubt. I got to go take the Tech flags down after we finish the Rumble, and then we'll continue the podcast. Which you can look. If you go to at Stephen Roy Radio, first thing you see pinned is the Rumble. You look at the top, it'll say website that has the Gamebird server. There you can listen to the podcast. So if you want to listen to some good music and fun stuff that I play, like I queued up Cletus T. Judd today. I don't know if I'm going to play it or not. And that's what's great about the podcast, because I play great music, but I usually just wing it. I don't have a playlist. I queue up some stuff that I think might sound fun, and I play it for you. So we'll start in the podcast today with Victory Bells from Josh Abbott, because Texas Tech won today. We wrecked them. Next week's a bye. Then the following week is Houston, and then Kansas, where I will be at the Kansas at Texas Tech game in the Jones Stadium. All right. That does it for the Rumble for this week. Thank you so much for joining me. I do appreciate it. We'll see you next week. Hey. You have a great day. You have a great evening. You have a great week. Yes. Now you have to. Beep. Did I tell you before on the podcast, as I almost dropped my iPad, did I tell you before on the podcast where that came from? Yes, now you have to. It came from a gentleman that I played baseball with. And I'm going to try to remember his name. I'm sorry, dude. I am so bad with names. I believe his name's David. And David was a friend on Facebook. Might still be. I don't know. I deactivated my personal political radio Facebook page because I was in Facebook jail all the time. So what's the point? I deactivated that. But I still have one for family that I rarely go to anymore. I'm just being honest. I rarely go there. I spend way too much time on the X at Stephen Roy Radio. All right. Well, let's start with Victory Bells, and then we're going to play a lot more good music for you right here on the Stephen Roy Podcast. XP sucks.
So dearly through the days and the nights. time is done here. We are the Scarlet and the Black. Step forward, never back. So fight, Raiders, fight. The seasons come and go. Slowly pages start to turn. As we walk across the stage, strive for honor evermore. We bow to our friends. Long live the Matador.
XP sucks!
Oh my god! No way!
Oh my god, RFD!
To her mama on the phone. I love it when she raps to an Eminem song. That's my girl. Man, her eyes really drive me crazy. You should see her smile when she holds a baby. I can honestly say that she saved me. My girl, yeah. Yeah, that's my girl in the passenger seat. Windows down, dancing around, causing a scene. That's my girl, sipping Crown of Sprite in a ball cap, turn back. Ooh, she got me like, yeah, baby girl, you're gonna done it again. Making all the guys wishing you were with them, but I bet they don't see what I see when I see my girl. Every night when she goes to bed, she hits her knees and bows her head. Thanks the Lord for another day. I just thank him for my girl. Yeah, that's my girl in the passenger seat. Windows down, dancing around, causing a scene. That's my girl, sipping Crown of Sprite in a ball cap, turn back. Ooh, she got me like, yeah, baby girl, you gone and done it again. Making all the guys wishing you were with them, but I bet they don't see what I see when I see my girl. Oh, my girl. Yeah, that's my girl.
In my truck, in the songs that I sing with the radio up.
My girl.
In my heart, in my soul, in the air that I breathe every day.
That's my girl.
Yeah.
September 11th, 9 a.m. America was born again. We became brand new, more beautiful right then. We found strength in strangers. Thank God for all our friends. Held on to our loved ones. Proud Americans. They closed down all the airports today. Watch the last plane land in San Jose. We couldn't close our eyes. We just stared into the sky. We couldn't look away. As the flames burned through the night, all we could do is hold our heads. You're more beautiful today. In the Pennsylvania sky, heroes chose to fight and die with the Pentagon in place. Our spirit still remained alive in the rubble and the dust. Three firemen raised a flag for all of us to show the world we would go on. Proud Americans. They closed down all the airports today. Watch the last plane land in San Jose. Couldn't close our eyes, just stared into the sky. As the flames burn through the night, all we could do was hold our heads up high. When the morning light broke through, that old red, white, and blue still waved. America, the today.
Hard hard as bricks, 6 foot one, walking 10 foot six, four on the floor, 12 in the back, with a weather god box in an old gun rack. Feeling fly, riding high, rough neck red till the day we die. With the 18 wheelers, hauling loads up at dawn. Bloodshot eyes might break our backs, but not our pride. Rough neck red till the day we die. With the 18 wheelers, hauling loads up at dawn. Farmers cutting rows, hard hats out there pounding rows. With the working class on, and that ain't low. Yeah, the Copenhagen cowboy kind. With the camouflage on that front line. Stand for the flag till the day we're dead. We're every stitch in this American thread. And blue out saving lives, from the teachers and the preachers trying to raise them right, from the third shift hustle to the 9 to 5, to the single mom trying to feed her kids, to the bartender tending on making tips. We're all one people at the end of the day, no matter where we're from, we're American made.
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
He works way too much for way too little. He drinks way too early till way too late. He hasn't had a race since New Year's Day in 88. Gets trampled on by up when he comes in here. Now he's a product of the haggard generation. He's got a redneck side when you get him agitated. He got the gold tooth look from a stiff right hook. He's proud he took for his right wing stand on Vietnam. Says he lost his brother there. He yells out Johnny Cash and the band starts to play. A ring of five as he walks up and stands there by the stage. And he says, hell yeah, I'll turn it up right on. And hell yeah, sounds good. Sing that song. Guitar man playing all night long. Take me back to where the music hit me. Life was good and love was easy. She got an MBA in a plush corner office. She got a don't mess with me attitude.
She'll close the deal. She don't reveal that she can't feel the loneliness, the empty nights, except when she comes in here. She's a product of the me generation. She got a rock and roll side when you get her agitated. She got the tattoo there on her derriere from a spring break there in Panama. Well, love was all she thought she'd ever need. She yells out to the band, no any Bruce Springsteen. Then she jumps up on the bar and she starts to scream. She says, hell yeah, turn it up, right on. Hell yeah. Sounds good. Sing that song. Guitar man playing all night long. Take me back to where the music hit me. Life was good. Love was easy. Yeah, yeah. Entertain to get my mind off thinking about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. A guitar man playing all night long. Take me back to where the music hit me. Life was good. Hell yeah, turn it up, right on. Hell yeah, sounds good. Sing that song. A guitar man playing all night long. Take me back to where the music hit me. Life was good.
American woman. Yeah.
RIAA, bite me.
Denied!
From the internet.
From the internet.
To your ears, this is RFD.
Go!
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Did I just score?
What are you waiting for, a graved invitation?
Quack, quack!
Will the landslide brought me down?
The who? The her.
Don't make me smack you.
You mean illegal cable? Who told you that? What is his name I wanted? You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
I'm just jerking your chin. I'll juice you up.
I ledge of allegiance of to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republican for which in my hands with puberty and nachos. Nacho for all.
I've still got a Woody Woodpecker.
Welcome to hour number two of the Stephen Roy Podcast. I am your hoster with the moster, Stephen Roy. That was almost funny the first time I said it. It is the 20th of September, the year of our Lord, 2027. Let's start with a funny. This is Rush Limbaugh's homeless update from Clarence Frogman Henry. As I've said before on previous shows, I've had partners, wives, significant others. You just want to be like Rush Limbaugh. Like that's a bad thing. Yeah, I'll have a $500 million contract. Thank you very much. Here's Clarence. Ain't got no home on the Stephen Roy Podcast.
Ooh, ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home. I got a voice. I love to sing. I sing like a girl. And I sing like a frog. I'm a lonely boy.
I ain't got a son. I ain't got a daughter.
Oh my God, RFD!
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "Nah, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole is lean a little bit. That's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." And he said,
"Son, I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. It got powder burned the night Francis Scott Key sat watching it. Right and say, can you see? It got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams, and it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag. But she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville. She got cut again at Shiloh Hill, and there was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg. And the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam, over our warriors fighting in the desert sands. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam. And now they about quit waving it back here at home. In her own good land, she's been abused, she's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in mighty good shape for the shape she's in. Because we've been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning. We take her down slow every night. We don't let her touch the ground, and we always fold her up right. On second thought, son, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
And now, to perform our national anthem, please welcome 3-time Grammy Award-winning vocal group, Pentatonix.
Still there. If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A. Well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence.
In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a that split the night and touched the sound of silence.
And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more, people talking without speaking, people hearing
of silence. Of
Jesus, over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus. Every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. The holy name, Jesus. Oh, shout Jesus from the mountains and Jesus in the streets. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. And Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name,
change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag and drop it, zip, unzip it, lock it, save it, call it, find it, do it, play it, jam, unlock it, surf it, scroll it, pause it, click it, cross it, back it, switch it, fade it, name it, rate it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, touch, rename it, touch it, print it, play it, touch it, technologic,
one more time. One more time. legend of the phoenix. Yeah, all ends with beginnings. Oh, it keeps the planet spinning. The force from the beginning.
Saved by grace. This dead man, he ain't dead no longer. All because brother. Pick me up from that rock bottom. Wash my soul in that holy water. Brought me back to life. I got stolen by the grave robber. Pick me up from that rock bottom. Wash my soul in that holy water. Brought me back to life. One more soul blown away. One more sinner been saved by grace. That brave robber.
Wake me up. got a front row seat to the madness. I pick up my phone every morning out of habit. I've been fiending for the drama, yeah, I said it. I'm addicted to the rush, need a medic. When I take a step back, I can see it. All the pain, all the fear we've been feeling. Losing sight of the thing that we're needing, that we're needing. Honestly, I think we just need Jesus. Take a good long look in the mirror. Search my heart and soul, make it clearer. Help me take your love, trade the bitter. Leave it in the dust, help me leave it in the dust, Lord. We've been preaching, we've been drinking in the vanity. Now it's got us questioning our sanity. And we wonder how we get all this anxiety. It's clear to me.
Whoever thought you could have this much fun with a PC? This is RFD.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what, I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too, and if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, and you're going to regret, because I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, 'cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals at cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul." The devil opened up his case and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this.
finished, Johnny said, well, you're pretty good, old son. But sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, let your dog bite, no child, no. The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. And he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best as ever been. He played, fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. A chicken in the bread pan, a picking out dough. Granny, will you dog bite, no child, no.
slow, and the flag's been flying low, and a lot of people saying that America's fixing to fall. But speaking just for me and some people from Tennessee, we got a thing or two to tell you all. This lady may have stumbled, but she ain't never failed. And if the Russians don't believe that, they can all go straight to hell. We're gonna put her feet back on the paths of righteousness, and then God bless America again. And you never did think that it ever would happen again. In America, did you? You never did think that we'd ever get together again. We're damn sure fooled you. We're walking real proud and we're talking real loud again. In America, you never did think that it ever would happen again. From the Sound up in Long Island, out to San Francisco Bay, and everything that's in between them is our home. And we may have done a little bit of fighting amongst ourselves, but you outside people best leave us alone. 'Cause we'll all stick together, and you can take that to the bank. That's the cowboys and the hippies and the rebels and the Yanks. You just go and lay your hand on a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and I think you're gonna finally understand. And you never did think that it ever would happen again. In America, did you? You never did think that we'd ever get together again. But we damn sure would. You were walking real proud and we're talking real loud again. In America, you never did think that it ever would happen again.
Way too much for way too little. He drinks way too early till way too late. He hasn't had a race since New Year's Day in 88. Gets trampled on by everyone except when he comes in here. Now he's a product of the haggard generation. He's got a redneck side when you get him agitated. He got the go-tooth look from a stiff right hook. He's proud he took for his right wing stand on Vietnam. Says he lost his brother there. He yells out Johnny Cash and the band starts to play. A ring of fire as he walks up and stands there by the stage. And he says, hell yeah! I'll turn it up, right on. Hell yeah, sounds good. Sing that song, guitar man playing all night long. Take me back to where the music hit me. Life was good and love was easy. Got an MBA in a plush corner office. She got a don't mess with me attitude. She'll close a deal. She don't reveal that she can't feel the loneliness, the emptiness, except when she comes in here. She's a product of the me generation. She got a rock and roll side when you get her agitated.
She got the tattoo there on her derriere from a spring break there in Panama. Well, love was all she thought she'd ever need. She yells out to the band, no any Bruce Springsteen. Then she jumps up on the bar and she starts to scream. She says, hell yeah, turn it up, right on. Hell yeah, sounds good. Sing that song, guitar man playing all night long. Take me back to where the music hit me. Life was good, love was easy. Yeah, yeah. My mind off thinking about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Hey, hell song. A guitar man playing all night long. Take me back to where the music hit me. Life was good. Hell yeah, turn it up, right on. Hell yeah, sounds good. Sing that song. A guitar man playing all night long. Take me back to where the music hit me. Life was good.
Rest for the weary, rest that in